Alex, you guys are doing and taking part in a very unique event going on this weekend with the Timmins Majors. You're headed up to the James Bay Coast to Moosonee Moose Factory for some hockey clinics and a little hockey, a little culture. Talk about first how the trip came together and why.
The trip was proposed to the league by, and it's mostly organized by Doug Chichu, who's a big part of Indigenous hockey. And upon proposing that to the league, he thought that the two teams that would be best to go up would be the Majors and the Flyers, given the recent rivalry we have, but also the fact that many players from Moosonee Moose Factory have played in both of these teams in the past.
Okay, and a little bit of an idea of your time schedule. What's going to be happening? When do you guys leave, and what's going on up there?
So we're taking the train up tomorrow morning, Friday at 9 a.m. Once we arrive there, we'll be picked up in the afternoon, head to the hotel for a nice organized dinner. And Friday night, we're going to be doing 4 hours of clinics with youth from Moosonee. The Flyers will be Moosonee for the clinics, and the Majors will be Moose Factory for those clinics. So we'll kind of be in both communities to be able to run clinics with youth from ages 5 to 14 and up. And then on Saturday, we'll be spending a day of cultural activities, followed by some sport activities in the afternoon, and have a panel discussion with, I believe it's the Majors players. And at 7 p.m., we have puck drop Saturday night in Moose Factory, followed by our 12 p.m. puck drop Sunday.
How do you get the players refocused from everything going on during the day, and then you got to go down to brass tacks of business of playing hockey Saturday night and Sunday? That's going to be one of the big challenges in all this, isn't it?
Certainly. As much as we're going there for hockey, there's a big part of this that's going to be about the experience. Most of us have never been to Moosonee or Moose Factory, so during the day it's going to be about living in the moment and enjoying ourselves. When it comes to game time, we go back to our regular game preparation before the game, and it's business as usual.
Talk about the relationship with the Timmins Majors. As you said, they're rivals. You guys are rivals on the ice. However, now you're going to be working together to something truly pretty inspiring.
Exactly, and I think that's what hockey is all about, is once we're on the ice, you know, there's no friends on the ice, and then when we get off, you can be friends and participate and help each other out in a way that we can help others within that community as well.
How excited are the players, Alex, in all of this?
I think they're very excited. They understand what this opportunity means to them, to be able to participate in this event, to be able to be the first actually in the GNU 18 League to do such a trip.
What do you hope the players get out of this? Bottom line, learn from this, to take away from all this?
I think for most of them, it's recognizing that some youth have less access to hockey than others, and that could be from hockey equipment to things like tape and laces, and that's part of the trip. And what the Majors and the Flyers are doing combined is we've been given some funds from in help with different partnerships, including Kais Alliance, to bring different things like skate laces. You know, there's no sporting goods stores up there, so we're going to do our best to bring laces, tapes, and hand that out during the clinics to help out the players that are down there and want to play hockey.
Wow, that is simply amazing. It sounds like it's even a tough trip, and you got to get back to the players, and everyone's got to get back, I understand, for Sunday, because next week for them, they got to refocus on something else, and that's school.
Yeah, exactly. So we got to get back Sunday night early. For most of the students in any school district, it's exam season, so it's right in the middle of everything. So it's definitely a tough weekend overall in schedule for the players, but they'll definitely push through and make it happen.
What's the most important thing you're looking forward to as a coach from this event?
I think for myself, what's going to be exciting is the fans that are going to be there. It's going to be a different crowd. I know that Cap and Timmins always have decent crowds and turnouts at our games, at our home games, but I'm expecting, from what I heard, some fairly big crowds. So I think it'll be nice to to get a different crowd and get everyone into the game and showcase a level of hockey that most have never witnessed in person.